Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Ernie Segura, and this is my second Blind Cool Tech podcast. I recently did a Blind Cool Tech podcast on registry maintenance back a few months ago, and today I want to demonstrate a product called Magic Jack. Magic Jack is a internet phone that hooks into your computer by a USB, I should say. And the product is about $40. The device is the size of a cigarette lighter. And what you do is you plug in the jack part, the phone jack, the magic jack phone jack that they provide you. You plug in your ordinary phone to that phone jack, then you plug that phone into the wall, and then you plug your Magic Jack USB device into the computer's USB port. And then what it does is it recognizes the hardware and it downloads the Magic Jack software. You register your number and you're set. And you get 911 service. You can get up and running in about 30 to 40 minutes. And you get unlimited local and long distance calling to the US and Canada. And call waiting, voicemail, and it's about $20 a year, and you could sign up for like $59 for 5 years, and I think if you want to go beyond that, you could probably get like $60-something for like another probably 5 years, I'm not sure, but I'm going to make a test call to tell me and show you how it works. And it makes a regular dial tone. Let me get the phone here and let's dial tell me.
Hey, hi there. Welcome to Tell Me. Main menu.
News Center.
News Center. Got it.
News Center. Say it.
Top stories. Top stories.
I'm sorry, I still didn't get that.
Top stories.
Top stories.
ABC News Now. I'm Daniela Bellata. 2010 arriving around the world. Paris, the latest to ring in the new year. Meantime, hundreds of thousands are dancing and singing in New York's Times Square while waiting for the ball to drop at midnight. Clock ticking down.
So that's how it pretty much works. It works fine. I had issues there because I had a speakerphone, but sometimes you do get where it's skipping and stuff, and I recommend you have high-speed internet or else it's not going to work with dial-up or anything like that. So I'm going to make a test call to my friend here. Hey Bazaar, this is a test of Magic Jack. How does it sound?
The auto caller sounds really good.
Oh, that's great.
That sounds like you're talking on a landline.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. So, as you see, it sounds like a landline. Sometimes it sounds like a cell phone, and other times it just sounds different. I don't know. But most of the time, it works well. Some of the pros about it is that you get unlimited local and long distance, like I said, you get call ID and call waiting, and you get voicemail. But I like that the voicemail, when you get a message, it can also email you. You have to sign up with an email address, and it will email you your new messages. And I want to show you how now the voicemail works. So I'm going to dial my number, and we'll show you the voicemail here. Unfortunately, sometimes the voicemail system is down. It happened a few days ago, so unfortunately I can't show you the voicemail right now, but it's pretty easy. What you do when you get it is they give you a your default password is 1234. You enter star once you hear your greeting. It'll say enter your password. You type that in, And you need to go to hit 0 to go to your mailbox options, change your password, record a greeting, and record your name, and it's that simple. And that's pretty much it for the voicemail, but I'm going to now show you the soft phone, because also you can use this as a headset. And the headset mode, it sounds like if you're calling like Skype out, using Skype out. So I'm going to show you the soft phone here. I'm going to hit insert T. I'm using system access to make sure I'm at the Magic Jack window. And I'm also controlling my Windows XP machine with Windows 7 using system remote access. So I'm going to hit insert T.
Magic Jack.
And now I'm going to hit tab.
Normal. Dial button.
I'm going to hit shift tab.
Editable text. Blend.
And there's the editable text, and then you dial, and then there's like dial,
button,
hang up,
hang up button.
And the other buttons you really don't need to know because they're all graphical. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there's like MWI, V. I think V is for voicemail and stuff like that. But the problem with the Magic Jack soft phone is when you're getting a call, the Magic Jack window will pop up. If someone else opens the phone, the Magic Jack window will pop up. And also another con is the computer has to be on at all times. If it's shut down, the Magic Jack will not work. So it needs to be on, and it can't be on standby either. So you're going to have to change your settings. But you could have the monitor shut off. That's what I do. And just have the processor run. And I wouldn't recommend this as your only line. You must have. I would suggest you have a cell phone just in case of a power outage or if your computer has a problem. But I'm going to call my phone and show you how the caller ID works. When you call people, their caller ID only shows the city that you call from. But if your people call you, it only says the number and not the name. So I'm going to use my cell phone to call my number. And I have a Panasonic phone that has a talking caller ID.
Editable text. Blend.
And the Magic Jack window popped up. You can click accept if you want to.
Call from 73456.
And then it just says 56019. That's my cell phone. It says the first 5 digits. It won't speak the whole number. But it's pretty good service, and I'm going to show you now a Magic Block. It has nothing to do with Magic Jack. It's a software I found that will hide the Magic Jack window. You can Google search it. There's download.com. That's where I got mine. You have to have Windows XP, Vista, or Windows 7 .NET Framework 3.0 or higher. So I'm going to start Magic Block and show you how that works. I'm going to put the phone aside so you'll have more room here.
Start menu, internet, magic lock, M, JAWS 11, magic lock.
Now hit enter on magic lock.
Taskbar.
And I'll see if it loaded.
Taskbar, desktop. Desktop.
Let me go my system tray to see if it's running.
Taskbar. Click us. Magic. Blocking. 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 Magic. Magic. Blocking Magic Jack pop-up.
It says blocking Magic Jack pop-up. Usually a window would come up. It will say, donate. You could donate to them and stuff like that. I hit Alt+F4. To exit out of it, say, are you sure you want to exit? Click no, and tab to hear no, and then Magic Block will run in the background. It will say, it will run in your system tray, and then you'll exit it that way if you want to exit Magic Block. And if you want to restart your computer or something like that, you need to use safely remove hardware, I would suggest, and remove the Magic Jack device that way. That's what they recommend when you restart or shut down your system. And now I'm going to show you the online Magic block. So I'm going to pause this, and I'm going to disconnect from my Windows XP machine, and I'll show you the magic block, or the Magic Jack website, for adjusting your features. So I'm back at my desktop here.
Desktop. Normal size.
Now I'm going to launch Internet Explorer by... I have a special keyboard, so I'm going to press the button here.
Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting. Type your search here. Editable text. Blank.
Okay, now I'm going to go to... Hit Control O.
Open. Type the internet address of a document and Internet MY.
By dot...
Dot. F-A-G-I-C. J-A-C-K. Dot. C-O-M.
Make sure you don't put www in front of that, because it will lead you to somewhere else, like Emacs. That's their provider, but type it in without the www and it will lead you there.
Google tab. Type your search here. Editable text. Blank. Never pay a monthly phone bill again. Link. Magic. Nope. Heading level 2. We're sorry. Heading level 4. We are in the process of updating our systems. Please try again later.
I guess they're updating their Magic Jack system right now, so the Magic Jack... system is down, unfortunately. I couldn't show you that, but it's really easy. You log in, there's a link that will say image/my magic jack. If you hit down there, it will say click here to adjust your features and stuff like that. But system access users, it will say features, which I really like, and that's cool. So this wraps up my podcast on the Magic Jack. Unfortunately, I couldn't show you some features because they are upgrading their system. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at pbjandfritos@gmail.com, and I really appreciate your feedback. If you want to leave feedback, good or bad, but make sure if it's criticism, it's constructive. And you can Skype me at pbjandfritos. And if you're not on my contact list, you'll have to add me and just... where it says the message window, just say that I listen to you on Blind Cool Tech, and please add me. So that wraps up this podcast, and hope to be back with another one soon. Have a good New Year's, everyone, and nice day, evening, night, wherever you are.